This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. It is still unclear who will be on the ballot for Denver mayor in a runoff election in June. In results from Tuesday's vote, former state senator Mike Johnston led a long list of candidates with 25% of the vote. That's enough to keep his campaign alive.
I'd like to say that in Denver, I think our spirit has always been we are not the victims of our own story. We're the authors.
Johnston's opponent in June is still undetermined. The latest vote totals show Kelly Bruff in second place, but Lisa Calderon is catching up with thousands more votes still to be counted. The mayor's race in Colorado Springs will go to a runoff election in May. Voters in Grand Junction this week settled a decades-long effort to build a recreation center in their city. They approved plans for a rec center on Tuesday. CPR's Tom Hess reports.
The dream of a recreation center in Grand Junction dates back to the 1970s. Voters have rejected a number of ballot measures over the years, including one led by a Grand Junction student. That changed this week when residents approved plans for a new facility, paid for by a sales tax increase and revenue from retail cannabis sales. The facility will feature an indoor pool, recreation courts, and community spaces. In Grand Junction, I'm Tom Hess, CPR News.
A land use bill that would end single-family zoning in most of Colorado gets a first hearing in the legislature today. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Proponents, including Governor Jared Polis, say the measure will give property owners more freedom to build different types of housing, with the goal of increasing the supply and lowering costs. Cities and towns staunchly oppose the bill. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Dominic Moreno says that's one reason to hold off on voting on the policy.
Very conscious of this is big policy, and so want to really provide the opportunity for people to have their voices heard and to advocate for changes in the bill.
Local governments say zoning decisions should remain their responsibility. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
All across the state, the weather is getting sunny and warmer for today and the weekend. This is CPR News.